Let's go for a walk, you and I. Imagine putting your coat on, feeling your body do the familiar movements to stretch your arm slightly awkwardly through the sleeve, feeling the lining on your hand as it brush through, then steady fingers doing up the coat. We're not bringing Parkinson's with us today. I am reaching into the archives and I am connecting us with our memories from before the interference. Today, it is just you and me and we decide. So, steady hands and fingers. Standing in front of your door, reach out and grip the door handle. As you push it down, I bring up memories of every other time we have done so, you and I. In the different seasons, with others, on our own, with different clothes and shoes, for different weathers. Wet, dry, hot, cold. It's all there, stored in the archives. Once outside, take a moment, stand tall, take a deep breath, and look straight ahead in the direction we are going. Take in the air, the light, the smells, the sounds. Whilst you take it all in, I am busy sending signals from your eyes, activating the muscles, and they respond instantly, lifting your knee, whilst your other foot push down into the ground and get us on our way. Keep walking, one foot, then the next, the arms moving in the opposite direction to your feet. As you keep walking in your imagination, I will tell you a story. It's 1879. A young girl, 8 years old, is crouching her way along a narrow cave passage deep inside a Cantabrian mountain in northern Spain. She is Maria Sanz de Sotula and she loves this cave. But she is not to go anywhere from where she cannot see the light from her father's torch. She has promised. As she steps into this mountain hall, she inhales the dry air that no winds ever disturb. She throws her head back and swirls around in excitement. The light from a torch bounds on all the uneven surfaces, making the cave come to life. It is so beautiful. And the ceiling, it's full of color and movement and... Wait, what is that? She stops abruptly. A massive ox is staring back at her. She's transfixed. She can't move. In the torchlight, she can see other great animals look down at her. They are all around her. Beautiful, vibrant creatures that move in the light. Daddy! Daddy! Look! Oxen! Her voice brings her back to herself and she calls for her daddy again. You might have heard this story before, of how an 8-year-old girl was the first to find Neolithic cave paintings in the Altamira caves in Spain. That was Maria. a first meeting of two cultures separated by over 20,000 years, probably more. It's hard to even imagine what the world was like in Spain in 1879, let alone stretch our minds to imagine 20, 30,000 years ago, and to imagine who created them and why these now famous cave paintings. We're back at our walk. Feel the space stretch unhindered above you, behind you, and in front of you. The fresh air all around you, on your skin and inside your lungs. So different from the ancient undisturbed air of a cave.